Hello, this is your host, Brian Hammond, and welcome to the Between the Lines podcast, where you will hear the personal backstories of my poetry and the experiences that go along with them. Be prepared for real, raw honesty as I read, reflect, and expose the emotions that went into writing them as we read Between the Lines. I look at you like my eyes have never seen. I feel as if my heart has never loved another like you, Jolene. To start off, this story isn't going to be a long one. This whole relationship and experience with Jolene is exactly 2 weeks long. Let me tell you about Jolene. She is a very pretty blonde woman. She's 19, and basically she is unlike any girl I've ever dated looks-wise. Jolene lived outside of Portland in a small town called St. Helens, and she works at Dutch Brothers, and has a very great work ethic that I admire very much. Her life has not been an easy one. She became an orphan early in her life. I met Jolene August 21st of 2017, and we just hit it off really well. The first time we met, we spent 7 hours at a coffee shop talking from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. And I just have to say, good conversation is key. It's very important that a person can keep a conversation flowing, and being able to vibe with someone is such an awesome thing. The next time we saw one another, she showed me her hometown and her favorite places. I love seeing those types of things because you're able to see how a person feels when they are there. And, you know, you hear the stories and experiences that they have or have had there. After that day, that is when I wrote the poem that is featured in this episode. It kind of just came really quick to me, which is my favorite type of poem, because if the emotions aren't there, why would I write it? The next weekend, we hiked a trail outside of Portland called Beacon Rock, which I've never been. And it was a really wonderful experience. It was high up and you could see the Columbia River Gorge. It was just really, really beautiful. It was the first time since I moved to Portland that I actually explored outside the city. Hello everyone, and thank you so much for listening to Between the Lines. I just wanted to say, hey, if you want to get my book, A Starving Artist, you can get it on the internet at patheticbutpoetic.com/store. If you are not in the United States or Canada, you can get it on Amazon.com. On Amazon.com. Just search me, Brian Allen Hammond, or A Starving Artist. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the podcast. While on top of Beacon Rock, I told her about how I've written about her, and I read them to her. I don't know if you guys know, and you've ever written a poem or written anything about another person, and you read them the poem or whatever, but it makes you a really nervous person. Like, I'm already a shy, nervous person in the first place, so you can imagine reading poetry to this girl that you like. And it's, you know, it's a little bit heavy. Heavy poetry is my favorite thing, and it's all I kind of write, so it's stressful. Yeah, like reading love poems to a girl is just a little stressful, you know, but no big deal, right? It's this easy. Luckily, she didn't hate them, and she didn't think I was some really weird guy, which, I mean, I am a really weird guy, but it's different, right? That night, Jolene and I had that talk about what we were and what we were doing, and I think it's very important to have because it helps prevent confusion, disappointment, and hurt feelings. And she expressed that she didn't want to put a label on anything, which is absolutely fine, and that she just wants it to, and that we should just let it be what it was. And we also agreed we wouldn't be the way we were with one another with anybody else. Fair enough. All that Brian requires is consistency, so it doesn't take much. And just so you guys know, this is the halfway mark of this 2-week relationship. Around this time, we had some sort of miscommunication. I must have blocked it out of my mind because I cannot remember for the life of me what it was. I just remember being very annoyed with Jolene because she was very annoyed with me, or maybe she wasn't, you know, something like that where I'm just, it doesn't make sense. I just know it was a very bad time. The last time that I saw Jolene, we were supposed to go on another hike, but it just never happened. She came over, but there was just some tension between us, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I remember her telling me that she's never been with someone whose personality clashed so much with hers. And that's exactly what was happening. We were both very stubborn people, and we'd argue about very stupid subjects, and then it would be that awkward tension. The last conversation Jolene and I had was about how well the relationship started and how fast it became shit. Her and I both agreed that we shared an entire relationship worth of emotions in 2 weeks. And this next thing I'm about to say, I know it's going to sound ridiculous, because this relationship was 2 weeks long. But within those 2 weeks, I loved Jolene, and she loved me too. Or maybe I'm just stupid. I'm just still trying to figure that out. But I mean, we expressed those emotions towards each other. Maybe they were just, you know, fake emotions, or maybe they were real. I still feel like I had those emotions, and that I loved her. But you guys know me, so I feel like that explains it a little bit. I look at you like my eyes have never seen. I feel as if my heart has never loved another like you, Jolene. To wrap up today's episode, you can follow me on my socials on Instagram at patheticbutpoetic, facebook.com/patheticbutpoetic. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you so much for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.